From NPR Music, this is Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Felix, we have a lot of Colombian music on the show this week.
I noticed. It really rocks. Like this track. What are we listening to?
Well, this is Macu Sound System. It's a New York-based Colombian band. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them, but this track is really good, man.
It's called El Hugo.
El Hugo.
It's called
Felix. Hugo is a guy.
I know. I always get that mixed. El Hugo.
Late President Hugo Chavez.
The juice. This is from the album called Music Never Dies. You know, there's a huge Colombian scene in New York City with musicians mixing Colombian music with all kinds of stuff. And I know you said this band is from New York, and I bet you some of these musicians, they play in jazz bands, they play in rock bands, they play in folkloric bands, because the Colombian scene there is so tight and so creative.
It's just wonderful. And they have a video that accompanies this, and it takes place in New York. And it's New York, it's very congested and frantic. And I was just thinking as we listen to it this time that the music is really, really frantic. I really got an appreciation for Ethiopian music when I moved to DC, because there's a huge Ethiopian community and a lot of taxi drivers are Ethiopian, and then you get on the cab and they play this amazing music and talk,
Right.
and and I just feel a really, like, is it just me, or is there kind of an almost Ethiopian percussion and vibe to
Oh no,
this song?
there's a little bit of a Ethiopian thing there for sure, East Africa, and it's all mixed in. It's some of this stuff. It's the stuff that you hear in the cabs is a lot more subdued, but these guys are amplifying it. They're amplifying that African element to it.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have another track, another band from Colombia. Again, playing homage to someone from Africa.
Absolutely. This is Onda Tropica, which is Colombian musician Mario Galeano and English producer Will Holland, aka Quantic. And they are paying homage to Fela Kuti.
And this track is called Chop and Quench.
Oye, Marquito, te cuento que cuando llegó el padre Cástulo a Cartagena, averiguando sus raíces, llegó al pueblo de San Basilio de Palenque. Los negros le dijeron que habían sido los primeros que habían dado el grito de independencia en América. Que sí, los primeros que se quitaron el garrote. Y ustedes en el Pacífico, ¿cómo les va, Marquito?
Bueno, Michi, mira que nosotros acá nos va peor que ustedes, porque hemos sido más pasivos y no fuimos capaces de quitarnos el yugo español con el tiempo que ustedes lo hicieron. Pero bueno, ahí vamos y tenemos que seguir. We'll be right back.
It's so cool because it's almost like food. Like, I'm in Mexico here, and like you can really trace back like layers of history through food. You have this food that you're like, okay, this is, of definitely of indigenous origin, and this is definitely of Spanish origin. But then you're like, even the part that is of Spanish origin, you're like, and that is of like from the Moorish invasions,
Yeah,
like
right.
layers of history through food.
Right.
And with this, it's something really similar. I mean, they're interpreting Ethiopian music through a Colombian lens, and one of the guys is a British producer.
Amazing.
Well, I'm a huge Fela Kuti fan, but I know you're an even bigger
Well,
Fela Kuti fan.
Fela Kuti was very popular when we were listening to music in the 70s because his recordings were coming out. He was from Nigeria. He was one of these musicians who were recognized for standing up for the country's independence and to move it away from colonialism. And this message was in his music. And once it gets into music, it's really hard to keep that message down. And he himself was tortured and imprisoned. And he eventually released from prison, but he became this international symbol of resistance in a very strong and striking way through music. And it's just perfect, this combination of Colombian and British influences reflecting back on Fela's music, because his music itself was just like this, full of grooves, full of message, full of hope, and just full of life.
No, it's brilliant. What do you have next?
I have a track from a Spanish DJ named Hector Guerra, and he's living in Mexico. We played something from him before, but he has a new video out from a track of his called La Historia de un Amor, and it's a really, really nice track where he just is celebrating the indigenous features of this people that are on this like fishing village somewhere. Just beautiful, beautiful indigenous faces and smiles, and he's celebrating that life. And the track is called La Historia de un Amor.
Te daría pa' llenar tu vida de alegría. Una niña sería y tus ojos tendría. Deseo con mi alma que eso pase algún día. No te escucho y soy un cabrón. Tengo infierno en mi cabeza que pago contigo. No valoré tu paciencia lo suficiente y por eso ahora te he perdido. Oye, morena, reina mía, anoche tuve una pesadilla.
un amor, en la historia de un amor, en la historia de un amor, en la historia de un amor. Oye, morena, tojito grande, no concibo mi vida sin ti. Tú has llorado y río conmigo, y esto no se acaba aquí.
En la historia de un amor, it's the story of a love.
I love how he brings all these different elements to it, but it's still, you know, he's got that cumbia vibe going like so many other people, but he refines it in a way. And like I said, the video, which you can see on our website at npr.org/altlatino, it's just, I just loved it. I loved all those faces and the scenes of the ocean. It's just a very, very nice
combination. Do you know where it was shot?
No, I do not. It looks like it's somewhere on the Pacific, and it's just not on the Gulf, but on the Pacific side of Mexico. And it's just, I really enjoyed it quite a bit. And you know, the next song that we're going to play also has a really wonderful video to it. It's from the band Las Cafeteras, and we've played tracks from their album It's Time before. But this is a new video, and it's a video for their track called Luna Lovers, and we'll talk about the video afterwards.
Oh, I played this on a previous show.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to play it again because they just released.
Felix, you have to take your memory pills.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought it sounded
familiar. I love that
me.
You're so excited about I was like, please tell me it's not
No. I thought it sounded familiar.
See what happens? I leave, and I don't even want to know what you're wearing.
Just listen to the music.
It's a great song.
Take my hand,
You know, the video is just, it's another way to be creative. And we play videos on the website all the time. And after going through the music video revolution in the 80s, I just stopped paying attention to videos, believe it or not, for a long, long time. And I've been looking at them.
That's so interesting because I came of age in a generation, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s in which, like, it's almost like for, it's weird. Like, I came of age in the video era.
Yeah. And they weren't there, then they were there, then I got tired of them, and now I'm paying attention to them again. And like I said, this song here, it's almost like they put almost like a silent film motif to it, even though it's built around a song. It's a beautiful video, a very, very lovely song from a great group. You know, curiously, I had dinner last night with a guy named Alexandro Hernandez, and he is the guitar player, the requinto player from the band Aparato.
Wait a minute. I leave town, and all of a sudden, you go out for dinner and stuff.
Yeah, we're hanging out with all
the
musicians.
You're an infamous hermit. You never go out.
Well, you know, we've been trying to go out for a while. And, you know, the reason why I tell this story, Jasmine, is that, you know, he and I, we're sitting there talking. That scene out, that Son Jarocho scene in California is so close-knit. It's so tight and so supportive. Because he helped Las Cafeteras with their record. They helped with the Aparatos record. They helped. They just sort of mix. And it's like a co-op almost. Is everybody's playing everybody's records or producing or helping or giving ideas.
Yeah. And it's just a beautiful genre. I mean, for people who don't know, Son Jarocho is the music of Veracruz, Mexico. The most famous Son Jarocho is La Bamba, you know, although it's very rock and rollized in that version. But it's, you know, and it's very typical of the instrumentation. They use the jawbone and the requinto jarocho. It's and also like the foot shuffling, el zapateo. It's a beautiful genre, and it's like Felix, like you're saying, it's being reborn really in California, in Southern California.
And he is here in Washington and like on a fellowship with the Smithsonian. I'm gonna toot his horn a little bit because he's getting a PhD in his thesis is about Son Jarocho and its use to affect social change.
He should be on the show. Can we have him as a guest?
Yeah,
DJ?
we're gonna do that.
Okay so let but me fin- stop going out for dinner without me.
Okay, Cafeteras, Son Jarocho. We'll do a Son Jarocho show, and we'll just bring all
I
of these
really
great.
I really want to do that show.
Yeah, because it's a fascinating subject.
No, and it's one of my favorite new genres.
And how?
I mean, it's not new. It's actually a very old
very
genre. It's
old.
One of my favorite genres that I recently fell in love with.
And you know? I'm impressed with how they're using it for social change.
Oh,
both here in this country and in Mexico.
Oh, so exciting.
So, moving on. We have one more track from you.
Is that so?
Yes.
I think you're talking about Argentina's Juana Molina and the song Eras, which is a brand new cut off of her much anticipated upcoming album. This is going to be her first album in 5 years, and she's really an icon in like the indie music scene in the U.S. And that's something that always, I love her music. You know, I grew up watching Juana Molina's comedy variety show as a kid.
That is amazing.
I had no idea she was a singer.
That's amazing.
And she just blew me away. She's someone else who I really, really want to have on the show. I'm dying to have her on the show.
Let's make it happen. In the meantime, let's listen to her music. This, again, you said this track is called Eras.
You were.
Nada.
I'm just so infatuated with how she uses electronics and uses her minimalist thing. I'm just such a big fan.
I mean, you're not the only one. Actually, I knew she had an upcoming single coming out. This is going to be from her new album, out October 29th, right in time for my birthday.
Ooh.
Mm. But the way I actually found out about the single being released was our former producer, our very beloved former producer, Mike Katziff. He wrote to me, like, in all caps, and was like, oh my god, the Juana Molina single is out, and I love it, and you guys have to do a guest DJ with her. So she really has a very broad audience.
Miguelito coming through for us, even after he's moved away. Thanks, Mike.
Even after he's made it in the Big Apple.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We want to remind you that you can hear this track and all the tracks we played on the show today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Did you just sigh or something?
No, you know what? Okay, Jasmine, I have to confess, I'm not alone in the studio today. I have my son Alessandro is here with us.
Oh, hey, Ale.
Hello.
He's a man of many words.
Yes, he's on his last few days of summer vacation, so I brought him into work with me.
Oh.
And believe it or not, he did not hear a word we said during his trip. Didn't know because he's listening to his own headphones. Video or something.
Typical teenager. Well, I'm sorry he's missing history in the making.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. Also, I think we haven't reminded listeners in a little bit that we have a 24-hour radio stream. So if you're any time of the day, any time of the night, if you're in the mood to listen to some great Latin alternative music with some other genres sprinkled in, just go to our radio stream. That you can find that on npr.org/music.
And while normally one of us says our closing line, we're going to ask Alessandro to do it today.
This has been Alt Latino. What? I have to keep that monotone voice.
Your kid is sassy, man.
I know.
Don't you have enough with me teasing you?
No, not this guy. Oh my gosh. Okay, Jasmine, we'll talk to you later.
Beso, ciao.
Bye.